Well, we all know that when we do these late night dispatches, and here we are once again, that we all get a little bit later and a little bit
loopier.
It is
loopier.
Tilty here. This is not just the parking lot, right?
Right. I mean, we are at a slight...
I mean, it is just the parking lot.
we are at a slight angle, but it should be noted for the sake of posterity that we are stone cold sober.
Oh, yes, completely.
It is merely the weight of exhaustion.
I had a grapefruit juice just now. I feel invigorated.
My drink had watermelon.
See, there you go.
But it is 3:08 in the morning.
And the night is still going on.
That's
now,
right.
And that makes it officially St. Patrick's Day now?
It is officially because they made the building, the biggest building, which I'm ashamed. Austin, I'm very sorry. I don't know what the biggest building in Austin is, but it's on the other side of this building, and it's all lit up green.
There you go.
Aww.
For my
people.
This is
a great city.
It is a great city.
It's a great city, and tonight or this afternoon and this evening, I actually hopped in a cab and drove out to a part of town I'd never seen because it was so far north of near the campus. And I just realized, and then now we're here in the south part of town, southwest part of downtown anyway. It just feels huge, this town. There's so many great little pockets of neighborhoods. And
I know, and tomorrow I hope to get over to East Austin where I hear there's house parties and all sorts of crazy things going on. Lots of music I haven't even seen yet. So
lots of little worlds to
it's
explore.
Very easy to forget how big a city it is just because, you know, we tend to sort of stay within walking distance of where the most centralized clubs are. But
right.
it's a wonderful, vibrant city.
And that ride out to the other part of the city that you mentioned was because we went to see someone we gushed about on two consecutive shows, something we probably have never done.
Kishibashi. So I'll just hit two quick things. First, I did see quite a few things today, but two standouts. I saw my Secret South by Santa pick from Steven.
You did?
Young Prisms.
Yay.
Totally loved them. Real young group of kids. But, yeah, nice, deep, dark, droning rock, which I can listen to for hours and hours and hours and hours.
So if you had to give me a grade on the scale of A...
is really good.
On the scale
just get
of
it over
A
with,
to A+.
Because nothing else is going to stop
fail.
This
you,
conversation.
You passed.
All right.
I don't want you in my class anymore, so I'm graduating you to the next grade.
Can I drink your watermelon drink?
Thing,
I'm thirsty.
And then the other thing I'll say is, yeah, Kishibashi played at the Scottish Rite Temple, north part of town near the UT campus. It was, I will say, one of the most... I really felt like I was witnessing history, not in a grand scale, but just in a way that...
worlds, you know, worlds collided.
Years from now.
The Magna Carta.
No, but I did. I thought, you know, years from now, and not even very long from now, a couple years, we'll be talking about, like, man, I saw him at this little, intimate little show that he gave us, just him and his violin, and it was amazing.
Bunch
and
of pedals
and loop pedals.
Yeah, so he and did sort of the Andrew Bird thing. It was him and his violin. He played parts. He would loop those parts and play over them. Not as elegantly as Andrew Bird, but no less deft at doing it. And it was very bold. He would loop some violin parts. He'd have a delay pedal with it. So it was just this wash of... It sounded like a whole orchestra. He'd start doing beatbox over that, loop the beatbox, and then sing on top of that. So it literally sounded like this huge band playing with him. If you listen to his record that's coming out, the one that we featured on the show, it's a very epic, grand record. And when I saw him standing on stage with his violin, I thought, oh, okay, well, this isn't what I was expecting. But he made it huge, and it was amazing. I texted Bob saying, you need to see Kishibashi. 2 minutes later, he walks through the door.
Wow!
What did you think?
Bob has powers.
Yeah, what I think is that he's a super talented person, and it's great seeing young budding musicians. I was knocked out by him, but I cannot wait 2 years down the line when we talk about him again, when he's playing on our showcase at Stubbs.
It's funny that you should say that, because I saw a different Kishibashi show at a really nice little wine bar patio within walking distance. I don't know what you were thinking commuting out to God knows where, but I saw it with our esteemed producer Mike Katziff, and I said to Mike shortly afterward, I said, he'll be headlining Stubbs in a year or two. So
yeah,
it's
definitely
kind of funny that you mentioned...
I'm going to put it on my calendar.
Yeah, exactly. Set your Outlook reminder.
Right. Reminder. We said he was going to do this. So What else?
Kishibashi.
And the other thing I'll say is you know, this was not an official showcase. It was, you know, he did not
How
get
did
he
this
got
guy not get
he
an
got
official
rejected.
Showcase.
He applied to perform at South by Southwest, got rejected.
No way. Seriously?
And so he only played unofficial things.
Wow.
I would say between maybe Patrick Watson and this was the highlight of my whole time.
Yeah, wow. I thought he was great. He was certainly one of the better things that I saw today. You know, I bounced around quite a bit. I got a chance, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, to see Glenn Hansard.
Oh, I wanted to go. How was it? Did you cry?
Well, of course.
I cried, and I wasn't even there.
That's right. You just knew that I was seeing it.
Exactly.
People are just going to think we are the wimpiest bunch of...
this is not...
I'm crying now.
We're not exactly a bunch of rugged toughs. I don't think people were confusing us for anything. But I saw him as early in the afternoon as I could so that I would not... I mean, I was afraid that I was just going to feel compelled to keep seeing him again and again and again at the expense of other things. So I saw him kind of as early in the day as I could. And then at other points when he was playing, I went off and saw the band Now Now, which we've talked about on the show before, and which I love. They were they're a trio from Minneapolis led by two women, each of whom are, as I think I tweeted, that, you know, that I've got stuffed animals bigger than than this band. You know? They were just these pocket-sized performers, and it was just fantastic. You know, it was at a youth hostel that they were performing, and they just had this tremendous assurance about them already as a very, very young band.
Where are they from?
From Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
So Now, comma Now. Also saw Fun.
Oh, and
period.
Did everyone sing?
You saw things with punctuation marks.
Yes, I did. Lowercase F-U-N, period.
So was it a total sing-along?
Well, it's first of all, it was like the revenge of show choir.
Oh, my God, completely. That's what I tweeted about them. I saw them in Birmingham, Alabama last week, and I was like, theater kids who were bullied in high school discover arena rock. That's
I also finally found a performer who touches his hair more than I do.
Oh, that guy is so...
All I've got a picture I got to show you of this guy... When I was walking up to see some show, wherever, I saw this head of hair, and I thought, Steven. And then I thought, no, this is better than Steven.
It's Richard Marx.
Wait, I should destroy him. But I gotta say, I mean, the Fun performance, I mean, was really kind of tremendously,
oh my God,
tremendously delightful.
Was it fun?
It was indeed fun, but
to be clear, it's fun, period.
Fun,
right?
Period. Right. But just everything's so anthemic and so life-affirming, and you can also just tell, this was a band that was really struggling as of like 4 months ago.
Number one song in the country,
this band would have been like that 9 p.m. slot on a club you've never heard of.
Right.
And they were I don't know if they were officially the headliner, but they had this giant high-profile slot at stuff.
And it was packed.
It was packed. People were singing. People were going crazy. It's the number one single in the country. And so you could just sense the excitement and the appreciation of suddenly getting to perform for thousands of people. It was very, very life-affirming.
I think that band, Fun, is very underrated by critics. And people are going to be reassessing.
Are you one of them? Or are you...
Actually, no, I like them from the beginning.
Well, I praised their previous record.
Oh, you go,
see. I had, because I guess I live in a bubble, never heard of them.
No, you
never
don't.
Heard
you don't
song.
Read Song of the Day?
No, never heard of them.
Every day.
I'm just saying, I had never heard
day.
Of them, had never heard the big hit song, and I went through the 1,300 bands that Steven gave us to listen to. I just, one of the songs I came across, and I thought, this is a damn good song.
There you go.
And then, when I started looking around, I couldn't find anything on any of the music sites that I normally go to, and then Bob said, it's because they're too big now. I'm like, what? And he was right. I had no idea but genuinely a damn good song, damn good band. Good.
Another thing I like about Fun is that boys and girls, men and women, like them equally. They seem to appeal. I rarely have seen couples arm in arm singing together to a band. That's a special thing.
I saw a couple bouncing up and down, clinging to each other during Andrew WK last night. It was one of the loveliest things I've seen. The other recommendation I have for tonight, I got to see at Lars Gotrich's request the band Death Heaven, which is sort of a shoegaze death metal band, and they were phenomenal.
Awesome. Speaking of Lars Gotrich, we actually saw Lars Gotrich. He's in a band called Gash Cat.
Oh, that was kind of Lars. I was mistaken for Lars tonight. Someone said, "Oh, you're from NPR Music. Are you that metal guy?"
No, it never happens to me.
So we've each seen a Lars recommendation so far. Yes,
that's right. And Death Heaven was really terrific. It did, and at times it was sort of like getting screeched at by a large bird.
But, I always enjoy that.
But it was, I mean, Mike, not to keep bringing up Mike Katziff, but he referred to it as the Sigur Rós of death metal. And I think that's a very apt comparison. Also, quickly, walked 2 miles to see two songs by Cloud Nothings. Worth every step.
Really? So good. Okay. I saw them recently.
Kind of Thermals-esque.
Yeah.
A really, really exciting, fun band.
I saw three hip-hop artists today.
Nice. Who'd you see?
All within like an hour.
Yeah, and two of them we saw together.
Oh, that's
I know one of them. Right. Satisfaction.
The Satisfaction.
So good.
Two women from
the Pacific Northwest, my home.
But they have sung with Book Mathombo, no?
No, they're on the same label.
That's, I see.
That's the connection.
Somebody told me they did
Shabazz Palaces. They collaborate all the time with Shabazz. So
yeah.
Yeah, they and Shabazz are like each other's
muses.
What
I loved about them was not just the rhythm, but melody that was going on in their singing. I thought that was absolutely wonderful. And who was the other one I saw? The
Lady Lesher.
Lady Lesher, who also had
I wanted to see Lady Lesher.
So good. She's a rapid-fire rhymer from Birmingham, England. She's often compared to Busta Rhymes. And you saw her kick it really all the way, high
and
speed.
And then I ran off.
And then
to see Das Racist, by the way.
Oh, and how were they?
It was appalling.
Oh dear.
Yes. they had. They had like 17 women who were dolls, you know, sort of on stage, who were just dancing on stage. It was just appalling. And I saw them at Sasquatch, and I was so impressed. They had a string quartet. It was like the polar opposite. And so I admire them in one way because you never know.
That's true.
Right. So, but tonight was appalling.
Well, back to Lady Lesher, because that's something delightful to talk about. After you left the Driscoll, Bob, she created a new beat by leading the band into an entirely new rhythm and melody. She directed the band. She covered Chris Brown's Look at Me Now, killed it. Then she did her single. People were going crazy. I took some pictures of guys with their arms extended just worshiping her. I would not compare her to a stuffed animal, but she's not much bigger than the women in the band that you like, I think. But she's fierce. Lady Lesher is going to be on the map. We are going to be hearing a lot more from her.
Did anybody see Of Monsters and Men?
I tried. I just kept missing it.
Because I thought, I am finally going to just figure out whether I really love this band or are they getting on my nerves. They're really good songwriters, and I went and I still don't know. They didn't command the big stage or on the big stage at Stubbs. The horn player was a very good horn player, but at times very much out of tune. Again, we talk about these things where she could possibly not have heard herself or the rest of the band.
Right.
Hey, she had the talent.
Lots of reasons.
Right, totally has the talent. Totally knows how to play her instrument. But it was sour. Very sour notes coming out. Anyway, but that said, she won over a crowd at Stubbs. And we know the size of Stubbs. And
that's
we know what it means to win it. So, on one hand, I think that they didn't feel to me like they were commanding the stage. On the other hand, for about what you would say the first 500 people from the foot of the stage back, they seem very into it, so that's great.
I'm going to try to see them tomorrow. They're playing at Rachel Ray's party.
Which you go to every year.
Which I try to go to every year because that's where I first heard Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, who of Monsters and Men sounds very much like.
That's right.
Well, I saw a fun rock band, Zeus. Do you guys know Zeus?
Absolutely.
From
Toronto. Well, if you read Song of the Day.
Well, I'm going to go home tonight and read it all night.
None of us are reading your little thing.
We tried to be independent of you.
Right, fair
well,
enough.
Zeus from Toronto on the Arts and Crafts label. This band, all of the members look like Billy Crudup in Almost Famous. They have that look, and I swear to God, it was 1974 again. It was a little prog. It was a little bit what we delicately call butt rock.
Butt rock.
It was It was slightly Beatlesque.
And the we part. That was where I got stuck.
That's what Bob calls it.
Yeah, that's right.
You may know it by its formal name, but
a nicer word would be boogie.
How about butt rock?
I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of butt rock, Gash Cat. saw Gash Cat, basically Neutral Milk Hotel light
for the 21st century.
It is, and they're awesome. I think they're an awesome.
That was the Lars band. That's the band that the lead singer looks like
Lars
Goddard. Our Lars Goddard.
Yeah, very powerful music. That's a horrible name. Great music.
That was the Sub Pop showcase of which I saw so much stuff. We saw the
Devo Band,
Shearwater, Devo Band.
Yeah,
The Satisfaction.
Devo Band killed it. Right.
That's why Jonathan Myberg was in the audience. I didn't know Shearwater played.
I got a text from you that says Jonathan Myberg standing behind you.
Because I was standing with you, and then I left, and as I was leaving, I turned around, and Jonathan was standing right there, and he just gave me a thumbs up because the Devo Band was so loud you couldn't talk. And so as I left, I said, "Turn around."
Did you like them? Because
Devo Band was amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I thought they were
absolutely
too, man.
Amazing. I wish I could have stayed.
I'm so happy because
I had to run.
You're not always a world music fan, so that's why I said thank you, because
I think
it reaffirms that
that thing, a rock rhythm to it.
That's what it reaffirms. That's why I said thank you.
I'm not sure that Robin doesn't like world music so much as that he doesn't like you.
or the world.
And so the world. They managed to cross that thing. Because Sub Pop signed them, they're going to be in clubs, in 9:30 kind of clubs.
There's this drive. There's a real drive and rhythm to their rhythm. Yeah. I didn't think, I'm listening to world music. But
the singer sings in Ethiopian. I don't know exactly where he's from, but so certainly it's not.
I was talking to him at that show, and he told me he knows Gabriel Teodros, who's an Ethiopian-American rapper who lives in Seattle and is close friends with The Satisfaction. So it all goes around and comes around.
That's right. That's sweet.
And on that note of everything going around and coming around, I do have to share one highlight from the conference itself. Stephen, this is for you.
Oh, nice.
I went to a panel about magic and music. Guess who was on it?
Andrew W.K.
Your man, Andrew W.K. And I just want you to know that he believes this entire festival is a magic ritual we are all participating in.
Awesome.
That is our man, Andrew. He's also emceeing the AV Club party tomorrow.
Can you pass the watermelon drink for me?
I will get a chance I will get a chance to see Andrew again tomorrow. I'm very excited.
I think he's playing right now, by the way, somewhere near by the university. So maybe we should just all get in a pedicab.
You know, I've been waiting to get Bob in the pit.
The last thing I did see was I was going to Antone's to see Lost in the Trees, all their new stuff.
Yeah, I saw them this afternoon too. They were great.
And standing outside was Patrick Watson, who knocked out about last night. And he said, "You got any idea where I should go?" And I said, "Patrick, come with me." And he was pretty knocked out by Lost in the Trees. And when I listened to Lost in the Trees, I hadn't really clicked how much similarity there is. They're storytellers in a sort of a chamber pop framework. And anyway, there was discussion back and forth between the two bands at the end, and I love when that stuff happens.
This is South by Southwest. Eminem was here tonight, apparently. None of us saw him, but he went on stage with 50 Cent. You never know who's going to pop out and join the Bob Boylan parade of musical parade.
What are you talking about?
I thought they were
I'm going to bed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right, everybody, right lockstep behind me. Let's go.
I think I need to go get some sleep.